Hello, hello. Happy Monday. Welcome back to Calm and Collected on WMUC Digital College Park. I'm your host, Carrie, today. And before we get started with all of our music, we're going to do a quick little PSA.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier TERP.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, she takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. And she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But you'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. Ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. She is frequently kind and she's suddenly cruel. But she can do as she pleases, she's nobody's fool. She can't be convicted, she's earned her degree. And the most she will do is throw shadows at you, but she's always a woman to me. Mm-hmm.
So today I got a text from one of my friends and they asked me if I would like to go to DC this weekend. And I politely declined. And their first reaction was, "You must have Valentine's Day plans. Carrie, who is the lucky man?" I said, "No one. No one." We're not quite there at the moment. I just happened to not be free on Valentine's Day. But it has absolutely nothing to do with Valentine's Day. So this episode kind of veers away from my typical genre. We have some hard rock, I would say. A few songs in here maybe I would consider harder rock. Definitely some slower songs. And I personally feel like this playlist is a mix of how I feel with Valentine's Day coming up. We just listened to She's Always a Woman by the one and only Billy Joel. And I think that encapsulates me right now. I am someone who loves love, but that is not in the forefront of my life right now. And it's not something that I want. And I think the lineup that I have is a bit of a chaotic combination of really loving the feeling of having someone and being in love, but then the other side of not loving it so much, and it's not always sunshine and rainbows, I guess. Not to put a damper on the people who are happily celebrating Valentine's Day, I do think it's a lovely holiday, and there are a lot of couples in my life that, you know, I'll celebrate from afar with them. But I am personally not celebrating, and since it's the week of Valentine's Day, not that it's huge talk everywhere, but I don't know. I liked this lineup that I have. So next up, I have Do I Want to Know by Arctic Monkeys. And of course, we'll talk about it after.
Got color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? There's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Sort of hoping that you'd stay. You can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you. Never thought I'd call and run. You like you, cause I always do. Maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall for surrounding you. Now I thought it through. Crawling back to you. So have you got the goods? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried been to kiss you, but I don't know if you feel the same. I do, but we could be together.
So I just had the unfortunate joy of listening to that through headphones, and it's just straight static. Lovely, really. I don't really understand why, so I apologize. That's not something that's occurred since last semester when I first started, and it really hadn't been an issue since then, so I don't really understand what causes this static. Maybe the PC is too old, maybe the equipment's too old, I really don't know. If I could figure that out, then I probably wouldn't be a journalism major. I think I would have chosen a different route. But you know what? This fits with today. I have not seen my dorm room walls since 9 a.m., and I will not be seeing them for another hour and a half. And it's been a chaotic day. I always laugh at myself when I look at my name of my show and it's Calm and Collected, and I'm often not calm or collected. And today is one of those days. So if it were to be overly staticky, or I somehow lost my entire playlist or something right in the middle of this show, it would happen today. Which is unfortunate, because I like the songs that I have to play today, and I enjoy my theme for today. I think it's fun. Some people may view it as a little bit negative, but I think it's fun. I think it's a spin on Valentine's Day. So we're just gonna hope for the best when we play our next song. Again, that last one was Do I Wanna Know by Arctic Monkeys. Next, I like choosing on the spot. I think our next one is going to be Everlong by Foo Fighters. And like I said, I have songs in here that are truly yearning for someone, and other songs that are kind of the opposite. Like, why would I ever do that to myself? Why would I put myself in those shoes? But next we have Everlong. I hope it sounds the way that it is supposed to.
Thank you. heavy metal love of mine. I should have learned to let you stay. You didn't want me all the time, but you were worth it anyway. 'Cause you were so much better than the rest of them. Out of all the others, you were the honest man. He loved guns and roses.
That last one was Guns N' Roses by Lana Del Rey. I considered adding a song by Guns N' Roses, but you know what? Then I found Guns N' Roses by Lana Del Rey, and that fit the vibe for tonight better than some other ones. I was sitting here thinking, and I've decided what has bothered me a little bit about Valentine's Day recently is how upset so many single people do get about the holiday. I've definitely talked to my fair share of people who are kind of just aggravated that the holiday is occurring because they don't have someone to celebrate it with. And I think it's disappointing that it's limited to couples. And a lot of these songs are obviously just based around a relationship, a significant other, and either having that, wanting that, or not having that, being tired of it. Whatever emotion you're feeling towards a relationship, I feel like it's all in this playlist. And it's kind of unfortunate when I sit back and think about it, because love stems so much farther than just some partner that you may have. And while I do believe that the love that you have with that person could be the strongest of any, there's love in so many forms and so many people. Like, if you just sit back and think about yourself, I'm sure there are so many random things that you love, whether it's the sky or a certain food or a certain color. And there's also so many people aside from a significant other that I'm sure that you love. Like, Valentine's Day is not a good representation, but I know for me and the people around me, we have so much love for our friends, our parents, our siblings, the classes that we're enrolled in, music artists. Like, that's kind of why I don't view this playlist as negative as I guess it could be, because a lot of the songs are a little bit sad. I don't know, they were getting me down a little bit when I was in my sociology lecture today. But at the end of the day, I think I'm very well aware that there's so much love to feel, to absorb, and to be found in the world. So, I don't know. Valentine's Day being around the corner, I guess, was just a fun cheat code to talk about things like this and also play songs like this. So I guess I'm playing devil's advocate right now. But I think next we're going to listen to I Can't Handle Change by Roar. I hope you enjoy.
I can't help but repeat myself. I know it's not your fault. Still lately I begin to shake for no reason at all. For no reason at all. For no reason at all.
I definitely view myself as someone that does not handle change very well. I think I like to convince myself that I'm a fan of change. I want to travel. I want to see the world. I want to do so many adventurous things. So, of course, I must love change and stepping out of my comfort zone. But I'm a big fan of a routine. I'm a big fan of things not changing. I was actually just saying recently, if I could have the same pets for my entire life, I would. I would much prefer that over losing them and getting new ones and whatnot. I would much rather, you know, have the same partner my entire life and for everyone too, and the same best friend. I think life would be a lot easier, clearly, but since that's not the case, I think change is just the only way that we can keep growing and understand ourselves in a different light every time something changes, I guess, just to see. I don't know, I think I understand myself differently every time something changes in my life or I hit any kind of hardship because I need to figure out how to deal with it. But what should we play next? Oh gosh, I truly do. I have the songs in the order that I want to play them, but then something in me every show says, I'm gonna play them in a different order. And I'm really tired and I'm really hungry right now. So I don't know why I'm debating the order, but I don't know. We're gonna go with a classic. Someone in my communications class is writing their first speech on how the Beatles have single-handedly changed the face of the music industry. So not that I chose this song because of them. I just really like this song. But I thought I would mention that. Next we have the remaster version of Something by the Beatles.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
All right, that one was the remaster version of All My Love by Led Zeppelin, and I absolutely love that song. I think it's really beautiful, but I feel that the more the same lyrics kept repeating, the more I disagreed with it. I think if there's anything that I've learned over the years is to not put all of your eggs in one basket. Not that you should prepare yourself for disappointment, but like I was saying earlier, I think it's important to value all forms of love that you receive in your life and that you feel in your life. It shouldn't be limited to one person or one thing, because then that just minimizes what you can give everyone else. And I think it's great to have all the love possible to give out. So maybe I agree with that song in that sense. I think you should share almost all of your love with people and things and places around you and give the rest of it to yourself. But those are my two cents on that one. Next, we are going to listen to... What do we want to listen to? What do I want to listen to? Next up, we got... Oh, my mic just fell. About a Girl by Nirvana. I think that's what I want to listen to next. I hope you enjoy.
Take it back. you and walked you away. Until the second when you knew there'd be no second day. Maybe your heart felt fine, it was your head that aches. But still you kissed him in the sprinklers, but it felt like rain. But so what? I guess you'll always be some lonely girl. And if you fall in love, you'll still be living in this lonely world. And from the moment when he said something and made you laugh, until he was kind enough to let you know that it wouldn't last. But still you laid there in his arms after you swore you'd leave. Hair blowing from the ceiling fan, but it felt like a breeze. But so what? I guess you'll always be some lonely girl. And if you fall in love, you'll still be living in this lonely world. But so what? I guess you'll always be some.
That last one was Lonely Girls by TV Girl. I really like that song. I don't mean for it to sound depressing, but it does make me think about the standards that I think a lot of people hold for their significant other versus other people in their life, whether that is a friend or a family member. It made me think of a reference from one of my favorite shows, How I Met Your Mother. In one episode, I think they made it up. They're talking about graduation goggles, and they call them that because it's kind of a reference to we put these goggles or glasses on to taint our view or a remembrance of something when it's ending, such as graduation. You know, maybe you went through all 4 years of high school or college absolutely hating your experience, but when it comes time to graduate, you put those goggles on and you're thinking, you get all nostalgic and you're thinking to yourself, maybe I didn't want it to end. And I think people do the exact same thing with relationships more than they probably do with friendships. I think, arguably, friendships are easier to come by than relationships, so we are able to hold our friends at a higher standard, but people crave the connection of a relationship, at least in my opinion, from what I've experienced myself and from what I've heard from other people. Since we crave that relationship and it is harder to come by, you don't really set as high of a standard for your significant other, so not that everyone lets that person walk all over them, but if you are in that situation, I think it's more common for a partner to do you wrong in a sense and you accept it than, say, a friend does you wrong. I guess because, going back to the goggle point, I guess because people put on their relationship goggles. However, you live through a relationship, when it ends, we tend to get sappy, get nostalgic, get upset. Maybe that's completely normal, or maybe that's something weird that a bunch of people do, or that's not relatable at all. Maybe that's not relatable at all. And on that note, the next song that I have is Her by The American Dream. So, I very much meant The American Dawn, not The American Dream. I don't know. We've been talking about love too much. I guess I'm just manifesting The American Dream for myself. Not that I really know what that is. I actually, I had a scholarship prompt that was supposed to, I was supposed to write an essay about what I think The American Dream is. And I honestly, I never submitted that scholarship because I don't have an answer. At least not a creative enough answer. But that was Her by The American Dawn, not The American Dream. I think I only have one song left for today, but I have to leave my audience with something. Assuming I'm gonna let this song play out and I'm not going to talk again, because I think I could talk forever. If you couldn't tell, I get a kick out of my own company. I think a big part of the reason I decided to be a DJ was so that I could talk, not for the music aspect. However, talking about my music is also really fun. I guess it's just the combination that makes it work so well. How convenient for me. But I think a part of me could also just be an English teacher or something for the rest of my life, because I have a few key takeaways for you. I want you to, if you're still listening, of course, and if you have been listening and you've gathered all of my thoughts to the best of your ability, after this last song, I want you to, I don't know, think about things that you love or someone that you love. And if you are going to be celebrating Valentine's Day this Saturday with a significant other or someone special in your life or someone that you're hoping to soon be very special in your life, I hope you have an amazing day. I truly do. I have had special Valentine's days, and I've passed the day not remembering that it was a holiday. So, you know, I have respect, I guess. I don't know if that's the right word. I guess it is respect, because I know some people who are single who are kind of just like, I hate Valentine's Day, I don't want to see couples. But I am at some place in my life where I'm very happy to see a happy couple. And I hope if you're out there, you do something really cute on Valentine's Day. You go on a super fun date and it's filled with pink and red and hearts and such. I don't know what else Valentine's Day offers, but I hope your day is filled with love. But to all of the people that I've been talking about throughout this episode that do not have a significant other, including myself, do not have a partner, and might not be doing anything on Valentine's Day, just do something that you love on Valentine's Day. Whether that is hanging out with your friends or blasting your favorite artist in your dorm room and bothering all of your neighbors, or eating your favorite food. I've been really... Hi, Ella! Yes. If you guys remember, last week, Ella came in to say hi because she's on FM from 7 to 8. And you know what?
No, okay.
Well, hey! But I was just talking, Ella has a date this week, so maybe Ella will also have Valentine's Day plans, not to air her out. But back to my point, if you don't have someone special to celebrate on Valentine's Day, just celebrate yourself, celebrate something. I know after this, I'm going to go get Qdoba, which has been a food that I've been obsessed with for the last few months, because my best friend and I... One of my best friends, we got it, I don't know when, a few months ago. And I remembered that Qdoba exists. And for some reason, about every 2 weeks, I really crave it. So I just went on a tangent and I got really distracted. And now I only have 1 minute left. So you're going to hear the beginning of Let Down by Radiohead, which is a pretty sad song. So I'm going to leave and you're going to be stuck listening to it. But I hope you enjoy. I don't know, just if take off the graduation goggles, the relationship goggles, and just put on the life goggles. I don't know, try to appreciate what you have this week, try to enjoy your own company, I guess. So that's all I have for this week. Apologies if I talked a little bit too much, but this is my show, not yours. So again, this is Common Collected on WMEC Digital College Park. I am always your host, the sole host, Carrie, and I hope you enjoyed yourself this week. I really do. And I will see you next time.